So we bring on the line with us Heather Campbell, owner of Bow Wow and Woofs, and she's going to tell us a little bit about the puppy rescue mission at Peace Arch on Saturday. And these dogs are from, these are dogs from the Middle East. Is that right, Heather?
That's correct, yes. A majority of the dogs are coming out of Afghanistan, where our military is deployed, as well as the Middle East, Turkey, Kuwait, wherever there's boots on the ground.
And are these dogs looking for a home? Do they have a home? What are they doing at the park?
They have a home.
Okay.
Yeah, so they have a home. So the fundraiser is to help us raise the funds so that we can reunite these stray pups that our military bond with. And these dogs play a service. They give them solace in a place nobody should be at.
You want to reunite them with the soldiers.
So what you're doing is you're impacting a four-legged life. You're impacting a two-legged life. You're helping their families, and you're helping their community because they now feel more at home.
When those reunions happen,
coming back,
when the reunions happen with the dogs and the soldiers, I don't care what side of the border you're on or any border or what language you speak. You don't have to even say a word. It doesn't matter where you're from or what. When you see those reunions, that is some of the most powerful stuff, and I love the fact that you do that. Thank you.
Well, thank you. No, thank you. You know, I would invite everybody to come out to this event and support it. We will have veteran groups there. We will have dog groups. We have dog vendors there. Scott Less is going to be one of our judges for the most patriotic pooch contest. and there's a lot going on. We have a dog walk, dogs from the United States, dogs from Canada, walking through the middle of the Peace Arch. And we're calling it Paws Across the Border.
Awesome.
And that there is a show of friendship.
So again, these are dogs in the Middle East. These are dogs in the Middle East that soldiers got to know when they were over there, and then they come back here, and then you're trying to connect these dogs with the soldiers that they were with overseas.
Yes. So what happens is the soldiers get in touch with Puppy Rescue Mission when they decide that this pup, or sometimes an adult dog that they've bonded with, they want to bring it home because it's given them so much. And so we then start fundraising to bring these babies out.
So like, you know, some other soldier, like say if it's another human, they can look that person up on, you know, somehow, or look them up on Facebook or whatever they got to do and get in contact with them. But the connection they make with these dogs, it's not as easy to just go find that dog, but you help them find each other.
So what happens is when they decide, when they're either deploying home or the area that they are stationed in is so dangerous that they're concerned about their battle buddy, we take over from that point. And we get them to a safe shelter. We get the dogs vetted out. And we get them prepared for travel. And we bring them out for them.
So money needs to be raised to do all this.
Correct.
How is money raised at the Peace Arch? I assume it's free to just show up at the park, but how are you raising money
there?
It's
free to show up at the park. We do have a charge for the barbecue. We have a beer garden. We have a live and a silent auction. And in our live auction, we have a guitar that was autographed by the Rolling Stones.
Wow.
We have some really amazing things that people can bid on. And we have, in our silent auction, baskets that have been put together by Puppy Rescue Mission moms and dads.
Over 25 vendors, live music, food, as you mentioned, all the info at puppyrescuemissionfundraiser.com.
Correct. And we hope everybody comes out and supports.
And Scott Less there
from... It's a way of saying thank you.
And Scott Less will be there from noon until 2. Doing a little broadcast there. Wow, that's great. Well, Heather, good job. This sounds great, and I think the weather's going to be okay on Saturday.
So be nice.
They're
so
saying 70 degrees.
Well, that's all you can ask for. That's perfect. All right. Good job, Heather. Thank you very much. Best
Thank
of luck
you.
With Saturday.
Thank you.
PuppyRescueMissionFundraiser.com. The Facebook page, they have one as well. Our page, KISM.com, and thanks to Embroidery Creations.
a beer garden right there on the border that they're putting together. That's pretty cool.